the culminating moment of regulation against San Francisco came with a timeout, and BYU was going to play for the last shot. And if you remember, Matt Carlino dribbled, looked flustered. The guard from San Francisco did a nice job to kind of put Matt out of rhythm as he was just simply trying to not get a five-second call on him. And he got flustered enough that, Collinsworth came up to help him. He passed it to Collinsworth. Collinsworth then passed it back to Carlino. So that's how the first, 15 seconds went. So 15 seconds left on the clock. So Collinsworth then runs back to the corner, and we dribble again. All right. Now 9 seconds left. I'm expecting screens, right? Oh, gosh, there's going to be a double screen. Tyler Haas' best skill is his ability to run without the ball, right? He's really good at running without the ball and getting open. And if he doesn't get open, sometimes he gets fouled. So I was totally expecting, you got Mika in there. And so there's a chance that Mika's going to set a screen. Anson Winder can probably set a pretty nice screen. Maybe Collinsworth will try to set a screen. Maybe you get 3 screens set up. And you have, Tyler Haas run off of him, maybe get a catch and do his quick catch and shoot, and you like your opportunity there. No, that's not what happened. Anson Winder ran from the corner up to the wing on the opposite side. He got there. The pass came to him. Now we're down to 5 seconds, and Tyler Haas still hasn't moved. He stood on the weak side wing for 25 seconds without moving. Didn't move, right? 5 seconds left. He starts moving. He drifts in to the free throw line. Anson Winder, he doesn't want a piece of shooting that last shot. So he passes it down to the corner to Kyle Collinsworth, who then panics and knows that we're running out of time. So as soon as the pass goes down to Collinsworth, it's clear Haas isn't going to get the ball at this point. And it's clear that Collinsworth is going to shoot because he was rushed. So Haas dives towards the hoop to try to get an offensive rebound. Collinsworth shoots up his shot. It gets blocked. And we go to overtime. I mean, that's just colossally bad, right? How many screens were set on that play? Zero. I mean, gosh, we had trouble dribbling out the clock. Just getting to the point so that we could dribble out the clock enough so that we could get the last shot off was a problem, right? We had to support dribbling the ball, all right? And then, again, no screens on that. Collinsworth touched the ball twice. Anson Winder touched it. Carlino got it twice. Never once touched Tyler Haas. Fredette, Ainge, Smith, Durant. That's it. I mean, come on, right? That's insane.